At exactly 6:48 a.m. on September 13th, 2016, in the city of Ashland, Ohio, a woman that we can only refer to as Jane Doe was currently on day 3 of being held captive and used as a sex slave. She was tied up, but was able to free herself and sneakily get a hold of her captor's cell phone while he laid asleep directly next to her. She made sure the phone volume was turned all the way down, and then she dialed 911.
What is the address to your emergency?
By the Fourth Street Laundromat.
What is it?
Fourth Street Laundromat.
What's the problem?
I've been assaulted.
What's your name? How do you spell your last name? Who abducted you?
Sean Great.
This is Sean Great. Sean was born in 1976 and had one brother. He and his brother lived with their mother and father until Sean was just 6 years old. His mother and father then divorced and separated. Although Sean's mother had surrendered all custody of the two sons, Sean made the decision to continue to live with his mother. During his teen years, many people that knew Sean personally described him as a ladies' man who was always smiling and very charming. However, there was also many others who thought of him as a rude, controlling, short-tempered, and even violent person. So, before we can get back to this disturbing 911 call, let's take a bit of a dive into the life events of Sean Great. When Sean Great was just 18 years old, he was arrested following a domestic dispute where Sean had grabbed his girlfriend by the throat and began to choke her. 5 years after that incident, when Sean was just 23 years old, Sean Great was involved in another domestic dispute. This time, he had broken into his 17-year-old girlfriend's home before he choked her and then threatened to kill her if she told anybody. Just 8 months after this incident, Sean's violent tendencies repeated themselves. This time, Sean camped underneath the couch of the same 17-year-old girlfriend he previously assaulted, and when she arrived home, Sean attacked her and her sister with a butcher knife. Thankfully, the injuries were not severe, and Sean Great was arrested again. Sean Great then spent 4 years behind bars following this attack, and was released in early 2003. During the years following Sean's stint in jail, Sean went on to have 3 children, 2 of them with separate ex-girlfriends, and 1 of them during a short-term marriage. During the divorce and subsequent custody battle, Sean's ex-wife stated that Sean once said, "If I can't see my daughter, then no one will." In 2005, Sean dated a woman by the name of Christina Hildreth and eventually moved in with her. A number of incidents occurred involving violence and controlling behavior until one day in June of 2010, these issues became much worse. Sean Great began to choke and repeatedly hit Christina in the face. During an attack, she received multiple bruises and cuts to her face as well as a broken hand due to the severity of her injuries. Christina was able to persuade Sean into allowing her to visit the hospital to get treatment. Sean went along with her to ensure that nothing was said about him attacking her. While checking into the hospital, Christina told the intake nurse that she had tripped and hurt herself during the fall. However, as soon as Sean left the room, Christina admitted to the nurses that Sean had actually attacked her. Sean left the hospital immediately after discovering that the police had been contacted regarding the assault. Just 4 days later, a panicked Christina called the police after noticing her toilet seat was left up. She was slightly hysterical because this led her to believe that Sean had been inside her home and was planning to attack her. When the cops asked if she had seen Sean following her, she stated that she didn't think that Sean was following her, but that he was actually hiding inside the bottom of her couch. The cops arrived at her home quickly after the call was made, and Sean Great was discovered exactly where Christina thought he would be, inside the hollowed-out portion of the bottom of her sofa. Sean was then arrested again and subsequently sentenced to spend 6 months behind bars. After his release, it appeared as though Sean Great was trying to avoid any more trouble. He had a bit of a hard time holding onto a job and had spent a bit of time homeless. However, it wasn't until 2016 that Sean Great would return to his previous ways. This brings us right back to the September 13th phone call at the beginning of this video.
Where's she at now?
Asleep.
Where's she sleeping at?
In the bedroom.
In what bedroom?
There's 2 houses right by the laundry street. And it's in one of those houses.
But you're at the laundromat?
No, I'm in the bedroom with them.
What color is the house? Is it if I'm looking at the laundromat, which way is it?
If you're looking in the laundromat. It's the one on the left of the two.
You don't know what color the house is?
No. Please hurry.
Does he have a car?
No. Mom, he's down the street.
What's your phone number you're calling me from?
I don't know.
Can you think it's a yellow house?
I think so, but it's on the left.
Is it an apartment?
No, it's a house.
Okay, does he own the house?
No, he broke into
it. Does anybody actually live there?
I think they've been abandoned.
And his name is Sean Great?
Yes.
Like G-R-A-T-E?
Yes.
Does he have a weapon?
Over the next few moments of the call, Jane Doe would go on to describe Sean's appearance as well as her own appearance. Dispatch would then ask her how she was taken.
Where did he take you from?
My apartment. I mean, I was walking with him.
You were walking with him?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you walking to?
His place. I've known him for like a month and a half.
Is there any way you can get out of the building?
I don't know, without waking him, and I'm scared.
Is there a bathroom in the house?
Well, his bedroom is closed, and he made it so it would make noise.
And if you told him you had to go to the bathroom, he would do something to you?
Yeah, because he had me tied up.
So are you tied up now?
Well, but I kind of freed myself.
Is he in the same room with you?
Yes.
Is it his phone you have?
Yes. Are they on the way?
Yeah, we have officers we're sending.
Please send an officer.
Are you bleeding from anywhere?
Not anymore.
Where were you bleeding from? You don't have to talk if you don't need to, okay? Just set the phone down. Are you still there?
At this moment, Jane Doe had made a sudden movement that accidentally bumped into the trigger of Sean's stun gun. Though she was frightened that she may have woke him up, he stays asleep.
Do you hear any officers outside?
No.
Okay, they're in the area.
See if they can come in the side door still,
Is there a padlock on the bedroom door, or is it just a regular lock?
No, I don't even know if it's locked.
Can you get up and see if you can get out?
I'm afraid of waking him.
Is there a window around there you can look out?
Yeah, but the floor squeaks and it's right by his head.
Are you laying down?
No, I'm standing right by the bedroom door.
And you can't open it?
What?
Can you open it?
I'm afraid without making noise.
Is the door to the house open?
I don't know. Probably. I don't think he has a key. I'm not sure. Because I think he broke.
You can get out. You need to get out.
Unless they were right here. Okay, I can hear them.
Okay, do you think you can get out?
Yeah.
Are you out of the bedroom?
Yes.
Can you get out of the bedroom?
The door is
open. Can you hear anybody right now?
She heard the side door open.
She heard the side door open.
I'm out of the bedroom.
You're out? Okay, can you get to the door where you can see out?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Can you get out of the house? Are you at the door?
Yeah, I am.
She's at the door. You're on the door to the right-hand side of the house.
Yes.
She's at the door on the right side of the house. She got out of the bedroom. Is there a window there?
Yeah, I'm looking out. If they come, we'll come back.
She said...
Hurry.
She said to hurry up and come back. Can you unlock the door at all?
Police arrived on the scene and placed Sean Great under arrest. As it turned out, Sean had actually known Jane Doe for just under a month and a half before kidnapping her. Just 3 days earlier, on September 9th, 2016, Sean Great and Jane Doe were out having lunch when Sean explained to her that he had quite a few articles of clothing that he could give to her. As the two entered his home, Sean Great began to act strange and became slightly physical. He then said to Jane Doe, "You're not going anywhere." It wasn't until after Sean Great was arrested that the disturbing details of his criminal behavior were uncovered. Forewarning, it only gets worse from here. On September 13th, 2016, following the 911 call, the police arrived at the home of Sean Great and entered to a putrid smell. A smell that officers were able to identify and immediately believed it was the smell of several bodies decomposing inside the house. They proceeded with caution until Sean was in custody, and then they searched the home. They found the naked and badly decomposing body of a 29-year-old by the name of Elizabeth Griffith, who had been missing since August. She was known to have been suffering from mental health issues and was last seen at a Walmart in Ashland. The investigators also went on to find the body of another woman in the basement of the house, 43-year-old Stacy Stanley, aka Stacy Hicks. She was also naked and had several bags of garbage piled on top of her. Stacy Stanley was reported missing on September 8th and was also last seen in Ashland, Ohio. Stacy's vehicle was located on September 9th, and investigators believed that it appeared as though somebody other than Stacy had been driving it. It turns out that it was more than likely Sean Great that had been operating Stacy's vehicle. When the bodies were found inside of Sean's home, it was apparent that they had both been tied up for multiple days before both being murdered via strangulation. After investigators confronted Sean with the discovery of the bodies, Sean then led the investigators to the body of a third victim. This time, it was an ex-girlfriend of Sean's, Candace Cunningham. While in police custody, Sean confessed to another murder. This time, it was a woman whose body had already been discovered. Her name was Rebecca Lacey. Police had already deemed her death as an overdose, but Sean claims that when Rebecca stole $4 from him, he murdered her via strangulation. Sean then also went on to confess to a fifth murder, expressing that this woman was his first kill. Her body was initially discovered in 2007, however, investigators were unable to identify her until Sean Great specified her to be missing person Dana Lowry, and then DNA confirmed this in 2019. While awaiting his trial, it seemed that Sean Great was willing to completely cooperate with police officers, even going as far as demonstrating exactly how he murdered his victims. However, just 16 days after his initial arrest, on September 29th, 2016, Sean Great submitted a plea of not guilty to 23 charges against him.
I'm sorry. court will accept the plea of not guilty to all charges in the complaint. Mr. Gray, I do in fact have the waiver of speedy trial, waiver and waiver of preliminary hearing forms that appear to bear your signature. Did you sign those forms this morning?
Yes, Your Honor.
And did you do so after Attorney Whitney thoroughly reviewed your rights with pertaining to preliminary hearing and speedy trial?
Yes, sir.
And so you understand the consequences of waiving those rights?
Yes.
His attorneys would then go on to specify that the not guilty plea was by reason of insanity.
They were already dead, Sean Great wrote to me in one of two letters dated September 28th, written in careful cursive on ruled loose-leaf paper, apologizing for sloppiness because he had to write with a small pencil. In his first letter, Great tells me about facing himself in the mirror and promises to share exactly why he did it. And that's exactly what he did in the second letter, which I found folded neatly inside the original, signed copy of his indictment, the same document that lists his aggravated murder charges in the death of Stacy Stanley and Elizabeth Griffith. The charges came after a third woman who escaped led police to their bodies in this Ashland home last month. They were already dead, just their bodies were flopping wherever they can flop, but their minds were dead, Great wrote, blaming government assistance for taking the minds of his victims. And so he finished the job with what he calls a horrible act of violent behavior. And he says this story began 5 years ago when he first reached out for government assistance. But he said he couldn't get enough, writing that he received $197 a month on a food card, though many bodies receive $700, he wrote. Great uses the words bodies, victims, and people interchangeably, and the letter is scattered with Bible verses about death.
Although Sean submitted a plea of not guilty to the courts, he continued to admit to the murders via telephone interviews and letters with media sources. This is when Sean's attorneys worked with the prosecution to obtain a gag order to prevent Sean from speaking any further about his case publicly. The trial of Sean Great began on April 9th, 2018, and Sean Great changed his plea to guilty for 15 of the 23 charges against him.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the evidence will show beyond a reasonable doubt that this defendant was found asleep and naked in bed in a house that a terrified naked woman escaped from after being repeatedly assaulted and raped by this defendant. Two decomposing bodies were found inside, having been kidnapped and murdered by this defendant. This defendant subsequently, over the course of multiple interviews with law enforcement, confessed to every element of every crime with which he is charged. This is not a whodunit case. This is a he did it case. The discovery of this defendant's crimes began Tuesday, September 13th, 2016. At 6:48 a.m., a woman called 911 from 363 Covert Court in the city of Ashland.
Jane Doe, from the initial phone call of this video, testified in court.
Where did he hit you?
My head, my face.
One time, more than one time?
Several times, as long as I kept fighting.
And did you continue to fight?
Until he started choking me.
How was he choking?
With both hands around my neck.
Was he facing you?
Uh-huh.
And what did you do?
I stopped.
Why?
Because I knew I couldn't get out of it.
On May 6th, 2018, Sean Great was found guilty to all of the charges against him. After the verdict was read, Sean Great made a speech to the victims' families.
Yeah, today's a good day, mainly for all of you guys and myself. You know, I hope we could just move on from all of this. You know, I don't know exactly, you know, I can't say I'm normal, but, you know, I know right from wrong. And, Mainland, just the, if I cause any hate, bitterness, and then all of any of you, you can work on that. I ask you maybe forgive me. Find your heart someday. I know not today, but someday. And just move on from this life. And may justice be served today. That's the most important. Elizabeth, Stacy, and Lori, thank you for all your time. And this mess, I'm sorry for all human beings to have to listen, hear this. Okay? I'm sorry. I can't change nothing. Believe me, I would. Not for me, but for you guys. Thank you.
Just under a month later, on June 1st, 2018, Sean Great was sentenced to death. The date of his execution was set for September 13th, 2018, exactly 2 years from the date of the rescue of Jane Doe.
News 5 begins now with breaking news. That thunderous applause in the courtroom as a judge sentenced Sean Great to death by lethal injection. Thanks for joining us. I'm Terrence Lee. It is the same sentence a jury recommended for the man convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing Stacy Stanley Hicks and Liz Griffith. Great is scheduled to be executed in mid-September on the two-year anniversary of his capture. Last month, the jury convicted him and recommended he received the death penalty in connection with the deaths of the two women back in 2016.
Sean Great's legal team immediately filed an appeal, and the date of Sean's execution was postponed. Over the year following his conviction, Sean Great admitted to 3 of the remaining 8 charges that he initially pled not guilty for. He was sentenced to life for these charges. As of today, Sean Great is currently residing in the Chillicothe Correctional Institution, and his execution date is currently set for March 19th, 2025.
You can see when Great sees that there's a story that bodies were found, the bodies of multiple women he allegedly killed, he puts down the remote and watches attentively.
I have nothing else to say to you, and I just hope that you get what you deserve in there, you know? And, you know, that's what's really sad is you left, you hurt my family, but you all searched your own home, man. You got a son and everything else. That should have at least crossed your mind. Made a miserable mistake that you're going to live with the rest of your life, and so is your son and everybody else because of the mistakes you made. You know, and for Lori to get up there and talk to you, that was good on her. I'm glad she faced you because you're evil, man. And I felt bad for her. You know, you took advantage of that woman and my mother like they were nothing. That doesn't make you a tough guy. It just makes you evil.